Right, so let me just pray. Let me just get my faculties together. Worship was awesome. The presence of God was amazing. Thank you for everybody participating in that. Let's close our eyes. Lord, we want to thank you today, Lord, that you're alive. And God, that, Lord, we can think about you. Lord, we can meditate on you. We can hear your voice, Lord. We can read your scripture. So we hear you through the word. Lord, we see you in nature. We see you through one another, Lord. We experience you through one another, Lord. We experience you in the love of the church, Lord. We experience you, Father God, Lord, in how you come through for us, Lord. That you are still the God of miracles. You are still the God, Lord, that's on a mission with your people, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. And God, I want to pray for myself, Lord, bringing the word today, Lord, that you will use me, Lord, not just to get something done, Lord, but use me, Father God, Lord, to really speak to us, including myself. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, God, for your love. We glorify you, Lord. We open our hearts, Lord, for what you have to say to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so what I want you guys to listen out for ochend, wat jy die goedjies wat jy moet optel. I'm still in the book of Exodus, and I don't know, maybe we're going to be in the book of Exodus this whole year. No, don't worry, we won't be, but it's just so amazing the stuff that I just wat ek net raak lees daar. So the things that I want you to just to listen out for to this morning is there's a changing of the guard that we see happening in the book of Exodus. It's a new era, a new dawn that's breaking out in Exodus. The stuff that I wrote down here is there's hope that has landed. You know that's the Americans with the spacecraft.
Houston, the eagle has landed.
The Klingmeers is an alien, eh? Okay, my the idea is hope has landed in the midst of Israel in this book, and in this themes of slavery and suppression, and you find a person and people with an identity crisis, and you find hope and setbacks, and then there's hope again, and then there's breakthrough, and there's obedience, and there's disobedience, and there's twyfel, there's doubt, and all the stuff that we struggle with. And I just want to encourage you again today that, you know, when we read the Bible, make it applicable to your life. Don't let it be like a fairy tale out there somewhere and you, I've read a story and now, dis dit klaar, gaan ek aan met my lewe. The Word of God speaks into our souls. It speaks into our minds. It speaks into our hearts. So, Exodus 3, that's why I say go and listen to my sermon so that you can get the rest of this sermon. But I'm continuing here in Exodus 3. Verse 6 says, he said, that's God the Father, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. This is an encounter at the burning bush. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard the cry because of their taskmasters. That word taskmasters, make a memory thingy there. I'm going to talk about that. And I want you to relate to this. If you find yourself or circumstances around you are in a place of suffering and of affliction and you are crying out to God, know that he hears you. Even if you do not see circumstances changing, know that he hears you. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land. Beautiful promise. We have friends who have placed on their house that God has brought them into a broad land. Just to remind themselves that no matter where they find themselves, no matter where they move, it's not the land, it's the God of the land that creates for them a broad place. It's not where I find myself in my mindset or my emotions or my heart. You know, because all of us come to that place where we sometimes feel depressed, ons voel onderdruk, ons voel te neergedruk, ons voel swaarmoedig. And then we want to ask ourselves, oh, is God around? Is God around? And we want to change something. We want to move away. We want to do something different. And sometimes that's necessary. But most of the time, it's because we have lost focus on the God that has created for us the broad place in the first place. A land flowing with milk and honey to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Who of you know that when God takes us into the promised land, when He takes us into the places of promise, it's not euphoria, it's not heaven yet. There will be Canaanites and Perizzites and Hebusites, and there will be trouble there as well. You can move, if you don't like Worcester, if you don't like where you stay at the moment, maybe you're a visitor, and you think there's another place that's going to be better, surprise, surprise, Buti and Sissy, you will go there and you will find trouble as well. The promise that we have is God says, I am your God, and I'm going with you. Righty? Amen. That's good news. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. In this story, you know, I think I've said previously as well, ek het gesê dat ons struggle is baie keer teen ons eie vlees, teen die duivel en teen die wêreld. En dit is wat Egypte hier verteenwoordig. So Egypt, so don't get angry at the current nation of Egypt, okay? But the Egyptians, the Pharaoh, the circumstances there, that represents the devil, our own flesh, and the world that we live in, that pushes against us, that pushes against the kingdom of God in us and around us. That is what that represents. Verse 10 says, come and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Awesome. God wants to take us from the places where we suffer and where we are persecuted and where we are oppressed, whether that be in our physical bodies or whether that be in our minds or whether that be in our hearts or our work, or our finances. He wants to take us to a broad place. He wants to take us into a promised land. He wants us to always take us into a better place. And His timing is perfect. He will keep us in a place for as long as He wants to keep us in a place. But while we are in that place and we suffer, the best we can do is keep on crying out to Him, because He hears us. And then one day, suddenly, there's a breakthrough. One day, suddenly, hope lands. It's a mystery. We don't always know when. We don't have the timing. We're not holding the watch, the stopwatch that God is holding. He's got His own stopwatch. Just want to tell you a story this week, that happened this week. So last week, I preached and... I was talking a lot about, you know, us having to turn off and being distracted and how we focus on the things of God. And then this week, I was so tested in that. Just stuff with the school. I'm on the governing board and the challenges there. And then family stuff, not my immediate family, just stuff that so hectically challenged me. I woke up on Friday specifically, and ek was swaarmoedig. I was really just heavy burdened. And what I usually do by default when I'm heavy burdened and I don't get into my spiritual discipline of spending time with God, I start doing something active. Now, I haven't ridden a bike or jogged in probably 3 months. Can you listen? It's like, I've got to really do something about this. I have a shape. It's just a different shape. So I didn't run, but what I started doing is I started cleaning around the house with blaren and leaves and gardening and everything. And I'm like working and sweat, building up a sweat and starting to smell, and I'm like, and maybe it's, I don't know, maybe I'm sweating demons. I don't know. It was just, I didn't, yeah. And then there was a moment where I just felt in my heart God saying, start praying. Start praying in the spirit. So I started praying in the spirit. Sharabababaki, asarabababa, laidibaki. Sharabababa, sharababa, laidibaki, mediblara, and itaka. And then I got a little bit more focused. Sharabababa, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I lift up your name. Here, ek maak jou naam groot. Dit is al my so nie, maar sharababa, sharababa. And then it started to lift. Because I started to focus on my Savior and my salvation. And then I just got into a place of focus, and then I wrote a letter that I sent to people that needed to hear that. And I received a very positive reply. Very, very positive reply. And one of the things that I actually wrote was the following. About a week ago, Fia went to do some sport against another school. And she told me, and obviously it was nerves and all of that. And she afterwards, I asked her, yes, yeah, so Fia, how was the tennis? And then she said, no, the tennis was good. The tennis was lekker. I went to watch a singles game, but not a doubles. And she did okay, but she lost. And she said, you know, but what was strange is, she said, when we came to this school, I felt I have to close my my school wapen. What's it in English? My badge. You know. Ek sê, ja, en toe. So sê, and then I told myself, nee, ek is trots op my school. I'm proud of my school. And then she went to play and she had this joyous day. And it really upset me when I heard that. And then I wrote the following to the people that needed to hear that. I said, that was not an attack on my girl's school badge. That was an attack on her heart and on her story. But praise God, she knows Jesus Christ. She has the Spirit of God inside of her. And by His grace, she was able to overcome an attack of intimidation in her mind that went for her heart and for her story. To just speak and say, rubbish, I will stand up. And she lost a tennis game, but she won something much greater that day. She overcame an attack of the enemy that will come over and over and over and over again in her life in different areas, no matter where she lives, no matter where she stays, no matter what she's done. And I think I shared it last week that I told her that Sunday morning, I said, Fia, it doesn't matter who you marry. You can marry Mr. Rich and Mr. Handsome and whatever, and you can go and stay in the greatest places, or you can live in the poorest places with the ugliest boyfriend, not live with your boyfriend, ugliest husband. Doesn't matter where you are and who you are, you will always have something to overcome. And that goes for all of us. Satan hates you. Make a peace with that. You cannot negotiate with the enemy. It's a fuck. You cannot negotiate with your enemy. Don't try to do that. The only thing that you can do is to resist him with your words. He will attack you here and he will attack you here. As we were worshiping there at the back, and maybe you guys can pick up this morning, I'm a bit worked up, okay? It's a good thing, don't worry. But we were worshiping there at the, I was worshiping there at the back with all of you worshiping here in the front. And when we sang that, it was the tweede liedjie, what was sy naam? Sing His praise again, okay? Inside of me there was this something that, you know, just, it's like this. And because I have respect for you, I didn't scream like a lion or roared. But there's something that I just realized as I was worshiping there at the back again. We are too polite in our spiritual lives. We are just too polite. I don't know, I come by gebed. But there's a place where we really have to make a peace with it, that if we want to deal with some stuff in the spiritual, we're going to have to roar like lions. And I'm not saying we have to do it here. I'm just saying your quiet time sometimes has to be that place where you're going to have to roar like a lion. Or where you drive in your car, or where you ride. Because there's, I don't know, we can met my relate. It's like, here's the mole means, but take care in your life. But sometimes, ek gaan net deur goeters, wat, dis so swaar op jou, né? Dis asof het jou, die lewe uit jou wil kom uitdruk, so flip en luislang, like an anaconda. And then you like, Jesus, please help me. Jesus, please come and deliver me. Jesus, and it's like, it just doesn't want to happen. And you're like, I've been praying like this for months. And then all of a sudden, there's just moments like this, where it's as if the Spirit just say, listen, man, roar like a freaking lion! But in the Spirit, not, this was in the flesh, by the way. This was just to demonstrate, okay? But we are so traditional in our ways of life. It's as if our whole nation is a bunch of introverts, except when we get to the rugby. And by the way, did you know that Drikus won again this morning? Did you know that? Did you know he was fighting? Yes, he beat Sean Strickland again, but marginally, according to Cardi. I had to check in on my sources. I didn't watch. But we're a nation of fighters as well, but I'm not in the spirit. In the spirit, yes, jy ons moet wakker word. The devil walks around like a roaring lion. No, sir, we found my notas off. Let's just get back. So the thing that we have to focus on here is... We have a nation here, and we have a leader of this nation. And I want you to relate to that. You are a leader in business. You're a leader of a family. You're a leader in somewhere in life, you're leading. Okay? As jy die oudste of die middelste kind is, you're leading your klein boetie and your klein sissie as well. You're leading. You're doing something. As jy die klein boetie of die klein sissie is, you're leading somewhere in society. And when we struggle with our identity and we struggle with this slave mentality that the Israelites struggled with, we cannot lead properly. And then we're always looking for someone else to lead. And the truth is, if you have Jesus Christ inside of you, as Jesus Christus in your lewe is jy 'n leier. Jy kan nie wegkom van dit af nie. Hy gaan jou nie los nie. Hy gaan jou nooit los nie. Net soos wat die duivel op jou keis is, gaan Jesus op jou keis bly. Die hele liewe tyd. En hy gaan wag totdat jy ja sê vir dit waarvoor hy jou geroep het. And if you say yes to what he has called you for, sparks gaan vlieg. He's going to be on your case all the time. And he's gentle. And he's patient with us. And he's just waiting for our yes. So we have this nation here that struggles. And then you see the changing of the God. You see a change of ownership. You see that God comes and he says, I am your God and you are my people. And we need to hear that afresh this morning. God coming to tell you, luister, primair is jou van die Borman nie. En al die goeie goed en al die twak wat jou voorouers aangejaag het, waarvan jy weet of nie weet nie. Al die blessings en al die curses. Okay? Werk in op jou. Maar primarily, I am your God. And you are my son. And you are my daughter. And I love you. And I've heard your cries. And I've heard your challenges. And I've heard your problems. And I am going to come down. I'm going to send my son, Jesus Christ, who's going to die on a cross for your sin so that you do not have to stay in mental slavery, in physical slavery, in emotional slavery, you can be free. Because I want you to bring my people into the promised land. I want you to bring other people who has not met Jesus Christ yet. Or I want you to bring people who has met Jesus Christ and who has stagnated in their belief and who now is backsliding. Because if you don't go forward, it's not that you're standing still. A stagnating Christian is a backsliding Christian. I want you to help those people, take them by the hand, and you have to grab them by the hand or by the voorkatsbors if he doesn't want to reach your hand out. And you have to say, listen, kom, ons gaan nou bid, want hierdie gedweep gaan nou end kry. Okay? Ek weet jy sakkel met 'n klomp goeters in die lewe, sakkel is sikkel in Engels. You have problems in life, but we're going to sit down now and we're going to pray. Ek wil nie bid nie. Ek gee nie om nie. I'm going to lay hands on you and I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, love this man en help hom met pars jy al. Wat doen jy deur sta? Plik en pars in die Kaap maak my deur mekaar. Bless this man, help him, deliver him from fear and from failure in Jesus' name. Amen. Dit was 'n demonstrasie, maar ek hoop is sommer 'n lekker preek ook. Ek het nie jou hemp geskeer nie, ek het gentle gevat. Ek kon voel that's a strong fabric right there. But the enemy wants to steal identity. He wants to steal purpose, destiny and legacy. He wants to mess with your life. Okay? Vers 11. Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And last week het ek gesê, this man had a encounter at the burning bush like none of us has ever had before. And he still had this brokenness inside of him to challenge God. We think when we have the encounters, we're just going to say, yes sir, no sir, three bags full sir. No. If our hearts are broken and our hearts are not healed and we do not give God time to heal our hearts and if we do not call out the brokenness in one another and we say, listen, we've got to sit down and lay hands on one another, be patient with one another, love one another, but then we're always going to be like Moses. We're always going to say, Lord, who am I that you should send me? And God does not relent. God didn't go like, okay, Moses, I'm going to look for someone else. God saw in Moses something like he sees something in each one of us. And he called that out of Moses. He gives him promises and he shows him the vision and he says, let's run with that. And it seems that eventually Moses starts to get it. But every now and again, even through all the miracles, Moses doubts. He doubts in his identity. He said, but I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you when you have that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. You find yourself at the moment in a place of not worshiping because life is like squishing you. And if you think at the moment, okay, I have to take a whole nation, I have to take a whole people, I have to take a whole church, I have to take a whole business, I have to take whatever is your challenge, I have to take it out of slavery. And then the sign is we're going to worship. From where I am standing at the moment, and I look at the attitudes of the people and the attitudes in my own heart, and I look at what's going on in those circumstances, I cannot imagine that. I cannot see that we're going to worship God on the mountain. Because worship is a place of focus. It's a place of joy. It's a place of thanksgiving. It's a place of celebration. And where we are now, we are heavy laden. We are burdened with life. I cannot see that. But God saw it. And he said it to Moses. And he's saying it to us. That is hope. You look now and you see more than a million people in slavery. But I want you to start to imagine that those million people, okay, that's going to be the first sign. He didn't say we're going to open the Red Sea, ne? Hy het nie gesê ons gaan die Rooi See oopmaak nie. That was like surprise intervention. That was like, we've hit an obstacle. We've hit an obstacle here at the Red Sea. Where's the worship now? And all of a sudden, everybody starts grumbling again, and Moses is panicking, and I don't know what Aaron did. Maybe he was, I don't know what. And then God spoke again. And we should be the same. So we are on our way to the mountain. We are on our way to worship because that's God's promise. And there might be a Red Sea and a few Egyptians and challenges in front of us and it's going to be real. Dit gaan nie religious wees nie. Dit gaan nie soos hoe is die Egiptenare en ons gaan dit net elke Sondag om die kerk gou nie. Nee. Jy gaan soos in dread wees. Jy gaan so freaking bang wees dat jy jou broek wil vuil maak. Dis hoe bang jy gaan wees. You're going to be intimidated by life out of your socks. Okay? And then if that's not enough, the devil's going to say, I'm going to dial it up. Okay? I'm going to send you a few more demons to attack you. And then wat gaan jy dan doen? You're going to have to tell him to shut up. I have a promise. I'm on the way to a mountain. Okay? Circumstances are going to try and steal from us. Maar hier en hier moet ons sterker raak. So ek sê vir myself, daai Vrydagoggend, sê ek vir myself, nadat ek in die gees begin bid het, anders het ek nie vir myself gesê nie, want ek kan 'n morpot wees. En ek sê vir myself, jy moet ophou top in jou kop. Stop giving the devil so much space in your head. Be like Teflon. Be non-stick for the stuff of the enemy. And then you turn the plaat om en dan kan jy stiek soos iets wat vasbrand vir die goed van die Here. Let it stick to you. Let it stick to your heart. Let it stick to your mind. But we don't. We give the enemy te veel plek in ons kop. Nee? Amen. Goed. Die tyd is nog lekker vir die van julle wat so oorlosies stikkend is. Then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and I say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. Thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Was 'n plek waar ons vir ons kinders baie keer moet soos en sê, luister, die Here het nie nou hier opgedaag vandag nie. Hy weet wat hy doen. He's been around since forever. He's the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, of David, of al die Bybelse mense. He is Jesus Christ. He is Jesus Christ. He lives in us. Hy het in jou oupa gebly, in jou oupa grootjie agter hom gebly, sy agteroupa grootjie, miskien nie. Of miskien moet jy soos en sê, we are the first generation. Ek is die eerste boerman in wie hy bly. Dis nie die waarheid. Genadiglik was hy voor die ander op. Maar hierdie een roer hom nogal. We have to remind our children that God has been faithful for generations and he will be faithful again. Because that stirs hope, that stirs faith, that stirs belief. Free leaders will free people. Free men will free marriages and families, churches and societies. Hoor vers 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has appeared to me saying, I have observed you and what has been done to you in Egypt. The elders, and ek praat nou met paas, ek wil met paas praat, ek wil met mans praat, the channels of authority, you are the channels of affection, you are the channels of care, of belangstelling, of concern, of protection, you are the channels of provision. You are the channels of vision. You are the channels of communication. You are the channels that communicate hope and love and encouragement. And the slaves, for 215 years, ek het last week ook gesê, they stayed 400 years in Egypt. But the last 200 jaar was slavernij geweest. They experienced some kind of oppression there, but then it became national. For 200 jaar national oppression. State governed oppression on the Israelites. Alles was teen hulle, die wette, die hele ding, alles was teen hulle gewees. And for 200 years that was in their mindset, you're slaves, you're slaves, you're slaves. And if you do not act like a slave, I will beat you until you respond like a slave. That's what Satan does. It beats you until you bow the knee and you submit like a slave. And you might say like, no, I am not a slave. I see how you worship. You're a slave, man. I know how I think. I've got slavery in me. And I hate that. I hate the dead religion that we have to face in church and in town and in this country. I hate the mixed multitude and the tolerance with which we sit in this country. The fake love that we have in this country. It's rubbish. I told it to you last week and I will say it again. If we do not speak truth to people, if we just tolerate their sin and we tolerate their ideologies and we ideologie and we tolerate their religions, that's not love. And I'm not saying mock it. I'm saying love them. But if you speak the truth, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And Jesus said, I am God. And if God says, I am love, it means the truth is love. And if we do not speak love to one another and we do not speak truth to the people out there, we don't love them. We're religious. And if we keep quiet, we're religious. I hate that inside of me. I have the opportunities to vent and to preach and to love and to encourage and to fight and to be clay Sondag oggende. So there's a little bit of that comes out. And then I feel all right. But if we do not share the gospel with the lost people, we're just playing church. And I said it last week again. I love it. I heard somebody say, if you just come to church on a Sunday, but you spend no other time with Christ, it's just your hobby. It's not your God. Phew, give me a mess that the atmosphere can snij. But we need to hear that. We need to say that to one another. And there's grace for that. That's what's my so mooi is. Ons kan beklei met mekaar en ons kan droog maak en ons kan mekaar offend. Maar ons genade van die Here se kant af om te sê, luister, ek is lief vir julle nog steeds. I will carry you. I will help you. I will be with you. How do you as an elder, a leader, a man, provide authority, affection, care, interest, concern, protection, etc. in an atmosphere where there's a culture of oppression? Can you afford not to spend regular time with God? You have to. You have to let the fire of God burn inside of you. 24/7. And if the fire of God is not burning inside of us, men, if the fire of God is not burning inside of you, you have to go and sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. Or you have to phone a brother and you have to say, listen, I am backslidden. I belong nowhere. I come to church because that's a habit. And worst of all, my wife have to drag me here. Stop being a slapgat. Get in line. I've been too nice. Miskien dat ek so kwaad is vanoggend. Maar ek is kwaad vir julle nie, ek is kwaad vir die duivel. Ek weet nie eens met wie ek hier praat nie. Ek het niemand in gedagte nie. Jenny en ek het dit. Ek is regtig lief vir julle almal. Ek dink ek is kwaad vir die ding hier binne in ons. Binne in ons land, binne in ons mense wat net aanneek. En alles gaan in sy maai. En ons dink is fyn. I don't see men praying. I see women praying, but I don't see men praying. When we call prayer gatherings, men don't come. They'll run off to Angus and they'll go and do something there, but in the local churches, I don't see men praying. That's got to stop. And if you don't lead your house, you're messing up. As jou vrou die een is, wat die stilte tyd in die huis moet roep. As jou vrou die een is wat sê ons gaan nou Bybel lees en jy moet die heeltyd agter haar aangaan, het jy salvation nodig. God is your hobby. And I know, ouens, ek weet, julle werk flippin' hard. And for that God will bless you. But we cannot build up the material and we neglect the spiritual. We cannot do that. The spiritual comes first. En is 10-1, omdat jou vrou bid, dat het goed gaan met die material stuff. But if we want to change a country, and if we want to change a town, and if we want to reach families, and if we want to save marriages, moet ons van die lukewarmness ontslaa raak. And for that you have to roar like a lion. En ek weet nie hoe jy dit gaan doen nie. Ek weet nie of jy jou kar se ruite gaan breek op pad huis toe, of jy jou vrou by die huis gaan aflaai en sê, liefie, ek gaan net gou 'n draaitjie ry. Ek gaan net gou-gou, ek ry net gou-gou vir Hierstorp toe, of ek ry net gou-gou op Parel toe, of waar ook al, om dan net om die tolgeld te betaal, want, maar ek gaan skree tot my vensters breek, want iets in my moet spiritually wakker word. En miskien is jy die ou wat die Here soos in sag mee werk, maar luister dan, ek is nou eers by bladsy 2, Vers 17. And I promise that I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. And now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless compelled by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the wonders that I will do in it. After that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And when you go, you shall not go empty. But each woman, ladies, shall ask of her neighbor and any woman who lives in the house for silver and gold, jewelry and for clothing. You shall put them on your sons and your daughters. You shall plunder the Egyptians. Hier die storie wat ek wil sê vandag. When the men start to move in the spirit, God will soften up your enemies. En wat vir my so mooi hier is, teen die tyd wat die Here klaar was met Egypte, met die vyande van Israel, is dit nie die mans wat geplunder het nie. Dis nie die mans wat moes ingaan met swaard op die vyand te gaan plunder het nie. It was the nurturers. It was the mothers. That's how God softened up his enemies. And that's an encouragement for us. When we place our faith on Jesus Christ, and we stand in faith and we pray and we call on the name of the Lord, he starts to move. And he's the one that fights for us. We don't have to do the fighting. Exodus 5. So the taskmasters and the foremen of the people went out and said to the people, thus says the Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go and get your straw yourselves, wherever you can find it, but your work will not be reduced in the least. So the people were scattered throughout all of the land, Egypt, to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, complete your work, your daily task each, as when there was straw. And the foremen of the people of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, why have you not done all your task of making bricks today and yesterday as in the past? Then the foreman of the people of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, why do you treat your servants like this? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, make bricks! And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people. But he said, you are idle, you are idle. That is why you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Go now and work. No straw will be given to you, but you must still deliver the same number of bricks. The foreman of the people of Israel saw that they were in trouble when they said, you shall by no means reduce your number of bricks, your daily task each. They met Moses and Aaron and were waiting for them as they came out from Pharaoh. And they said to them, the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us stink in the sight of Pharaoh and his servants and have put a sword in their hand to kill us. Then Moses turned to the Lord and said, O Lord, an evil to this. Not why the world, the flesh, or the devil. Lord, why have you done evil to this people? Is dit nie wat ons doen nie? As die Here nie vir ons deurkom nie, dan blameer ons hom eerste. Why have you done evil to this people? Why did you ever send me? Waar kom die depressie weer? The oppression. For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all. Hier kom Moses, en hy is net gehoorsaam. Hy doen net wat die Here gesê het hy moet. En die duivel kom en hy draai op die volume knop van demonic attack. En die taskmaskers maak die lewe al moeiliker en moeiliker. Here, ons bid dan. Here, hoekom raak die lewe al moeiliker en moeiliker? Die finansies al minder en minder. Here, hoekom lyk dit asof aan die deurbraak is vir die mense vir wie ons bid nie? Juis omdat jy bid, dat die vyand nou jou nommer het. En Moses het hier gesit en hy het nie net met Farao gesukkel nie, hy het nie net met Egypte gesukkel nie. Hy het met homself gesukkel en hy het met sy eie mense gesukkel. Maar Kom ons in Exodus 6. But the Lord. Hoor dit. But the Lord. Julle, ons raak moeg. Paas en maas, ons moeg. Kinders, ons raak moeg. Ons wil tou opgooi. Ons wil ophou bid. Ons wil ophou intree. Ons wil ophou beklei vir ons land. Ons wil ophou beklei teen korrupsie. Ons wil ophou beklei teen wat oral aangaan. Ons wil ophou beklei teen die infrastruktuur wat uit mekaar uitvoeter. Ons wil ophou beklei. En ons kies om liewer distracted te raak met goed wat vir ons sin maak. En dan kry ons hierdie vers wat sê, But the Lord said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. Now you will see what I will do to the flesh, the world and the devil. Jy moet dit persoonlik maak vir oggend. As jy nie op die oomblik met 'n struggle sukkel nie, jy gaan iewers in jou lewe met 'n struggle sukkel en jy moet dit persoonlik maak. But the Lord will do something to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will send them out, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. And hoor, hier is my so mooi. Ek praat van levels of intimacy. But by the name of the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as sojourners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel from the Egyptians, whom the Egyptians held as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from slavery from them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you for possession. I am the Lord. Moses spoke thus to the people of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses because of the broken spirit and harsh slavery. Oh, it's a depressing stukkie daai. We do not listen to the voice of God because of our brokenness. But He is faithful to heal us from our brokenness. Is daar van julle, hoef nie met jou hand te wys nie, ek praat sommer net so, that can relate to that. Wat kan sê, weet jy, daar was 'n tyd in my lewe wat ek so gebroken was, dat ek het Bybel gelees en ek het gebid, maar was nie lekker vloei in my lewe gewees nie. En toe die Here iets kom doen, het hy genesing in my lewe gebring, het hy kapasiteit in my lewe geskep. En omdat hy genesing gebring het, ek het weer die Here se stem gehoor. Selfe prentjie wat ons hier sien. So the Lord said to Moses, Go in, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the people of Israel go out of his land. But Moses said to the Lord, Behold, the people of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me? For I am of uncircumcised lips. A man wat al God se wonderlike wonderwerke gesien het, gehoor het die Here vir hom. Maar sy brokenness sê die hele tyd vir die Here, hy skop die hele tyd, Here, uncircumcised lips, ek kan nie. But the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge about the people of Israel and Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Bring the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Julle, ek gaan 'n bietjie oor my tyd gaan. Julle gaan my vir 2 weke nou nie sien nie. Jakobus 1. James 1. When we know Christ, we will obey Him much better. We will practice His ways much better. We will practice patience much better. If we truly know Him, we will know His freedom. James 1:21 says, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror. And after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Punte wat ek hier neergeskryf het. We need to be set free from a slave heart. We have to grow a son and daughter mindset. We have to grow in our actions and our words. We have to grow by believing. We have to grow by doing. We have to grow by patiently staying quiet. Ek was hierdie naweek so uitgedaag. Ek wou die foon optel en 'n familielid uittrap van 'n kant af. En die ou riek het aan die binnekant opgestaan en julle, ek het 'n woordeskat wat julle nie wil hoor nie. En in my kop het hierdie ding gehardloop. Ken julle dit? Jy gaan nou vir 'n ou die leviete voorlees. Maar jy gaan dit in vlees uit doen met die hulp van die wêreld en die bystand van die duiwel of watter volgorde jy ook al dit wil hê. En deur die Here se genade het ek my bek gehou. Miskien kom beklei ek vanoggend met julle en wou ek eintlik met die familielid beklei, so ek vra om verskoning vir enige stuk vlees wat hier in die gees deurgekom het. Vergewe my asseblief. Maar daar's 'n plek waar ons net moet stil bly. Daar's 'n plek waar ons baie keer hierdie fight wat hier in my kop en hier in my binneste is, moet sê, hey, kai perkie, calm down. Belle broer, belle suster, en sê, luister, ek het nou hulp nodig. Kalmeer jouself, raak rustig, en bly net stil. En as jy iets wil sê, sê jy dit na die Here toe. As jy wil afpak jou frustrasies, doen dit na die Here toe. En sê, Here, ek kom gee nou hierdie ding oor aan jou. Ek kom vra nou, dat jy sal ingryp. Die ding waarop ek wil fokus is, ons kan nie gehoorsaam wees as ons nie genees is en as ons nie vry is nie. Ek gaan vinnig net gou deur hierdie stukkie wat ek dink julle sal dit optel, nee. Gaan lees bietjie. Gaan lees bietjie. Ek wil by gebed uitkom net vinnig. Gaan lees bietjie hierdie stukkie in lees Eksodus 3, 4, 5 en 6. In Markus 14 vers 38 lees ons, Jesus sê vir sy disciples, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, jy lees hier in Genesis, lees jy die eerste wonderwerk is bloed, die tweede wonderwerk is paddas. Daar is nog niks deurbraak nie. In fact, die vyand kry dit ook reg om bloed en paddas te maak, die magicians. Dan kom jy by die muggies, en dan sien jy deurbraak. All of a sudden, Exodus 8 vers 19 sê, the magician said to Pharaoh, Whoa, this is the finger of God. En dan dink jy, right, ons het dit. Ek is nou klaar gebid. Ek het hierdie ding nou deurgebid. Daar's tekens van deurbraak vir hierdie goed waarvoor ons bid. Maar dan all of a sudden kom jy agter, hier's weer 'n hardheid in die gees, man. Hier's weer 'n hardheid in die kerk. Hier's weer 'n hardheid in daai broer of suster. Ek moet nog aanhou bid. Dan sien jy, Jesus, okay, ek kom by die vierde plaag, vliee. Nee, en dan lees jy, okay, nou sê Farao, luister, go sacrifice. Exodus 8, 25 tot 26. Go sacrifice to your God within the land. But Moses said, I would not be right, it would not be right to do so. For the offerings we shall sacrifice to the Lord our God are an abomination to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice offerings abominable to the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not stone us? So ons het hierdie ding van, uiteindelik lyk het, dat asof die vyand nou gebreek gaan word, en daar gaan 'n deurbraak kom. Maar hy wil kom dikteer hoe daar gehoorship moet word. Jy het die taskmasters op ons rug. Jy het die wêreld wat vir ons sê, hoe ons moet werk. Hoe ons moet werk, en dan hoeveel geld ons vir belasting moet betaal. Die taskmasters is op ons rug die hele liewe tyd in die samelewing. Jy moet so werk, jy moet dit doen, jy moet dat doen. Nee? En dan bid jy vir 'n deurbraak, en dan kom hy deurbraak. En dan wil die taskmasters vir jou sê, hoe jy die Here moet aanbid, waar jy die Here kan aanbid, en wanneer jy die Here kan aanbid. Wat my uitfriek is, ons woon in 'n land wat vry is, né? Kamstig. Ons is in 'n vry land. Maar hier in ons binnekant, hierso, word ons nog steeds gedikteer. We still being dictated to by our taskmasters how we should worship God. Los week het ek uitgevaar op die selfoontjie, I'll do it again. The email at church, at work, the unopened Excel, the problems of last week that you still have to solve with your personnel, the urgent stuff in life, the taskmasters of life, it works in our overstimulated eyes and ears. And we cannot sit down with the word of God in his presence. We cannot turn off to the burning bush and say, Lord, come and speak to me. Ons almal sukkel daarmee. As jy dit baie goed regkry, moet jy asseblief vir ons kom hande op lê. We are in such a rut dat ons die kar voor die perde probeer inspan. And God says, I want you to quiet down and to sit at my feet. Because that's where you will get your instruction. Because the taskmasters, the Pharaoh, the world, the flesh and the devil cannot dictate to you where you should worship. I want to do that. Because the places I choose to worship, the quiet times that I choose for you is the precious places that I will meet with you. En die punt wat ek daar wil maak is, moenie ophou bid nie. Moenie ophou aanbid nie en moenie ophou bid nie. Our attitude of attraction in a world of distraction. What is our attitude of attraction towards God? Verse 5 say, then he said, do not come near, take your, this Exodus 3, excuse verse 5. Moses put Aaron in the bush. Then he said, do not come near, take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. En wat ek vanoggend ons wil vra, wat ek vir myself sê is, moenie familiaar raak, moenie frustrated raak, don't get impatient with God. I ask myself, what if we treated every moment with God as holy ground? I had this experience this morning, and I'm not going to say sorry for that. Just this holiness experience this morning. And what if we can experience God? Wat as ons die Here kan ervaar elke oggend? En ons hoef hom nie eens te ervaar nie. Dis vir my net daai ding van, Jesus Here, ons het respek. My foon is vrek. As jou foon se notifications jou probleem is, sit die ding af en gooi hom in 'n laai en gaan haal jou papier Bybel uit. Staan vroeër op as jy moet, sodat jy in daai stilte tyd kan wees voor dit woelig raak. Maar kom ons kom terug na daai plek toe. Is vir ons die dinge van God met respek hanteer. Kom ons kom betyds by die kerk uit. Kom ons kom 10 minute vroeër aan sodat ons met mense kan mingle. Kom ons hang 'n bietjie langer sodat ons met mense kan connect. Weet julle wat wou ek vanoggend gedoen het? Ek het eers 9:05 hier ingestap. Toe dink ek, ek gaan vir julle 20 minute nou net hier laat sit. Okay, 10 minute. Nee, okay, 5 minute. Ek het gedink net so dat julle net wonder waar's Riek nou. En dan wou ek hier kom staan en gesê, ja, dis hoe dit voel as jy nie kerk toe kom nie. Ek wonder waar's jy. En toe dink ek, nee, jy sê, die Heilige Gees, die Here gaan my met weerlig slaan, die Heilige Gees is so present hier volgende, ek kan nou nie daai sonde doen nie. So I changed my mind. Maar julle, dis sulke klein dissipline goedjies wat in ons lewe moet regkry. Dit is sommer net in die lewe. Wees betyds vir 'n afspraak, wees vroeg vir 'n afspraak. Jy weet, partykeer voel my, ons het in die gees daai hierdie slapgat houding van die tieners wie se broeke hier onder hang. Julle ken mos daai. Voel vir my ons is in die gees partykeer so. Nee man. Yes like. Ons kry dit reg julle. OK, ek's amper klaar. Regtig amper klaar, maar ek moet nou 'n praktiese dingetjie sê. Ek het vergeet om dit laasweek te deel, maar how do you establish and maintain freedom? And when I prayed, I asked this to myself, how do I establish and maintain freedom in my own life and when we as groups and we as a church come together? And ek gaan nou opsom die hele ding. Start your personal quiet time or your group time with praise and thanksgiving. Focused praise and thanksgiving. En dan staan hierdie vir my uit. When we move from a slave mentality, en almal van ons is mos in die werk en ons is besig en ons is woelig en dinge plans, maar daar's daai plek waar jy sê, "Jesus Here, I'm going to move from a slave mentality to a son and a daughter mentality." A slave is under a taskmaster. A son and a daughter praise our Father who art in heaven. Ek het 'n Abba, ek het 'n Papa. Alleen ons het vergeet hoe dit voel as jy bang was in die aande en jou Abba het na jou toe gekom, jou Papa het na jou toe gekom en jou kom troos en jy's veilig by hom. Ons besef dit nie, ons taskmasters hou vir ons so besig, maar as ons op daai plek kan kom en sê Heilige Gees help my om hierdie gebed te bid. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. En ek het daar neergeskryf, dit vestig, it establishes love, peace, joy, righteousness. It creates a holy atmosphere. Want my hart raak rustig. My kop raak rustig, my gemoed raak rustig, want my Abba is in beheer. Hallowed be your name. And then reprioritize your life. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a higher priority that intrudes a lower life, that intrudes our distractions, and that makes this moment attractive to us and attractive to God. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In earth represent my home, my family, my work, my town, my country, my world, my heart, my mind, my emotions, my feelings, my words, my silence, my deeds. Ons sê vir die Here, Here kom in al daai goedjies in vandag, Here. Dit gaan 'n hektiek dag by die werk wees. Dit gaan 'n hektiek, julle ons wat pars en pluk of wat jy op die oomblik doen. Here, dit gaan hektiek wees. Jesus, Here, hou die goeders aan mekaar, hou die mense nigter in by mekaar. Jesus, Here, ek kom nooi jou in hierdie ding in. Kom help my. Wat se werk jy ook al doen, sê Here, laat jou koninkryk kom in daai plekke. And then deal with personal needs. You pray, God, give us this day our daily bread. En as dit nodig is, restore and reset relationship with God. Forgive us our debts. Here, ek en jy is alright, want ek wil vir jou jammer sê, gister het ek so op die mense geskree by die kerk. Wil asseblief vir my bid as ek huis toe loop, en ek maak nie grappies nou nie, as ek so hard beklei het, soos 'n Sondag soos vanoggend, is die heel eerste keer dat ek weet, dalk het ek al vir hulle hulp gevra vir dit. So ek repent oor die vlees, yes, en ek repent oor waar ek in die wêreld dalk op julle geskree het. Die duiwel het 'n saak, hy sal my kom ry, selfs op die geestelike goed. As ek iets in die gees beskree het vandag, he will come and condemn me. Ek het baie keer staan ek hierso, as ek besig met iets in die, voel het vir my, ek is besig om iets in die gees aan te vat, en hier in my agterkop en begin hy, dan begin hy vir my soos en sê, jy is liefdeloos. Jy is judgmental. Dan kyk ek julle so in die oë, nê? En omdat julle nie glimlag nie, want julle is mos nou ontspanne. As ek soos, ja, dit is so. Ja, het is net Niklas wat glimlag. Maar is alright. Nê? Dan begin intimidasie. En dit geld nie net vir my nie, dit geld vir ons allemaal. As jy met die Here se dinge besig is, as jy besig met goed in die gees. So ek ernstig as ek soos in sê, jy moet vir my bid. Voor die diens en na die diens. Nie net vir my nie. Vir elke ou wat hier kom preek. En vir allemaal wat hier staan. Dit is flippend intimiderend. En as ons besef, ons is besig met spiritual stuff. We're busy with spiritual warfare. Then you don't just come to church to... Oh, it's lekker. It's my tradition. And there's very few churches that gets that. You know, we've raised, I don't know how many generations we've raised up without an awareness of the spiritual. We'll mention the spiritual, we'll talk about demons, but we don't train people in spiritual warfare. Okay? So, baie keer sal ek preek en sit julle in gaap. I mean, ek is on fire. Dan weet ek, it's spiritual. Want ek het nie so lank gepraat nie, maar jy begin al klaar gaap. Vandag kan jy maar gaap, want ek gaan 'n bietjie oor tyd. So vandag weet ek jy gaan vinnig koffie drink. Dit gaan net 'n drive-through wees. But we're busy with spiritual stuff that influence earthly stuff. Restore relationship with God. Ek sê vir die Here, jammer Here, enige sondes wat ek aangevang het, enige goed wat ek lelik gesê of gedink het. And then restore relationship with others, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Wil jy dan sekere plekke vir wie ek wil sê, sal jy asseblief ophou om in die naam van Jesus te open? Sekere mense vir wie ek het ook wil sê, hou asseblief op om 'n gebed en 'n besigheidsopening in die naam van Jesus te begin. Want ek weet voor my siel, dat jy iets teen iemand anders het en iemand anders iets teen jou het. En nou wil jy 'n altaar kom bou. En die woord sê, los jou gawe by die altaar en gaan maak het reg. Maar ons ploeter maar net aan. Asof God se heilige goed nie saak maak nie. Ek is. Stop het. That's using God's name in vain. Hy sê, los jou gawe by die altaar, gaan maak eens reg. Restore your relationships with other people. And then pray for protection from flesh and the world, sinful self and sinful world. Lead us not into temptation. And pray for deliverance from evil, demonic and satanic stuff. Lord, deliver us from evil. Exodus 6, you will be able, last thing that I will say, verse 5. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, whom the Egyptians hold as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. In believers, the Holy Spirit will always make groanings for freedom and for connection with God, even when we are distracted by the taskmasters of our flesh, the devil, and the world. Dis my goeie nuus hierdie. We can be so distracted, but if you said yes to Jesus, and you said, Holy Spirit, come and live inside of me, jy kan so distracted en so ver weg van die Here wees. Die Gees van die Here, the Spirit of God, does make groanings inside of us for God. Listen to Romans 8:24. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. This as of when we are in a difficult place, in a taskmaster oppression place, we don't feel it, but the Holy Spirit is making intercession. And then listen to Ephesians 6. It's not Ephesians 6 and then 1 Corinthians 14. Answer clock. Ephesians 6. This is a state of war. A state of, this is a mindset, a furious fire, zeal, urgency. Okay? En hoor aan die einde dat die prioriteit gaan oor die verspreiding van die evangelie, the spreading of the gospel, Ephesians 6:16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayers and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Dis is my altyd die drie verse wat uitstaan oor beweging in die gees in gebed. So die idee wat ek vir julle wil gooi vandag is, die Here leer ons die Onse Vader bid, maar ons moet besef, dit is geestelik wat 'n invloed het op die fisiese. Dis gebed voordat ek met iemand 'n harde gesprek gaan hê. Dis gebed voordat ek my harde dag gaan aanpak. Dis gebed voordat ek en my vrou 'n ding probeer uitsorteer. Eers bid, nie net familier raak en dink, luister, I've got this. Dis 'n spiritual battle. Laaste skrif wat ek wil lees en hoor gou vir my die volgende. Ek wil vanoggend, I want to address outsider mindset within insiders. Dit gaan om oor in die gees te bid, om in tale te bid. Okay? Ek weet nie hoeveel keer het ek al oor dit gepraat nie, maar ek sien dat julle dit nie doen nie. Ons sing hier in die gees nie. Hier voor hop 'n paar mense rond. And then there was some intercession happening there at the back. I commended that lady sitting there. Okay? They're English. But they get what's going on in the spirit. Ons is baie keer so ingesteld of nie ons nie. Ons is redelik alright, maar so taal en kultuur beheb in hierdie land dat ons die gees mis. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 13. Therefore one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? Vra Paulus. I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind or my understanding also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Otherwise, if you give thanks with spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say amen to your thanksgiving when he does not know what you are saying? For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak 5 words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Dis die heel eerste keer dat ek hierdie stukkie raak lees van the position of an outsider. So al die traditional religious spirits kom spring op ons charismate en sê vir ons, luister, daar moet orde in die kerk wees. Nee? Daar moet orde in die kerk wees. So moenie in tale praat of sing of bid of niks nie. Weet julle hoekom? Want die religious spirit raak so freaking ongemaklik wanneer ons dit doen. Because we're in a spiritual battle as well. Hallelujah. 3 amens. Do you know why you guys get it? It's because where you come from. And I'm making an assumption. But you guys are aware of what happens in the spirit. Ons Afrikaners is baie keer ons vang dit nie. Ons vang nie dat daar oorlog aan die gang is nie. En dan wil ons oorlog maak met 'n freaking jette swaard, maar jou hier's my naalknipper. En die woord van die Here is duidelik. Hy gee vir ons hierdie goeders. En nou wil julle teologies met my begin raak oor bid in tale en praat in tale en sing in tale. Paulus sê doen dit. En hy sê die probleem is as daar iemand is wat dit nie snap nie, dan moet jy dit watch. Nee? So vir te lank het ons dit net nie gedoen nie. En die probleem is nie dat die outsider sit wat dit nie snap nie. Die probleem is dat die insiders hier sit met die outsider mindset. So Paulus sê, luister, as jy vol is van die gees, kan jy in die gees bid. Siramakia sarababa yandaraba kushitarama yataroba yahandaraba kushitaram yandaraba. Utiriyamaka sitarama yatarobaba kia sarama yakotoroko. Lama ya saraba kia sotoyama. As jy 'n religious spirit op die oomblik het, het dit hier in jou binnekant nou so gegaan. En ek sê dit nie om jou te maak nie. Ek sê dit net om dit vir jou uit te wys. Ek het nie nou gedemonstreer nie, ek het nou in die gees gebid. Want ek's gatvol vir die religious spirit. Dit hierdie was nie 'n demonstrasie, hierdie is 'n demonstrasie. Shikaramu otoroba kasarabi andalo. Dis dit. Because I'm not praying. I'm focused on God and on the spirit. En elke persoon kan dit doen. En ek rebuke die religious spirit oor jou kop en oor jou hart wat vir jou sê jy kan dit nie doen nie. Jy is oneffektief in die geestelike. As jy nie in die understanding kan bid nie, okay? If I pray in the understanding, beteken dit, I pray in English or Afrikaans, because I cannot speak Xhosa or Zulu or Sotho or any of the other languages. Then I pray in the understanding. But when I pray in the spirit or I pray in my tongue, I believe it's the spirit of God praying through me. But I'm focused. I'm focused in on what God wants. So hierdie is my versoek. Gaan lees asseblief weer 1 Korintiërs 14. Kom ons praat hieroor, kom ons gesels hieroor. Kom ons sê, Here, ek wil effektief raak in my gebed. Ek wil jou stem hoor, Here. Ons het 'n ding wat ek wil sê toe ek vanoggend, hierdie het vanoggend na my toe gekom. En ek weet dis 11:00, dis gewoonlik hoe laat ons klaar maak in elk geval. Help of the fruit of the Spirit put position of an outsider off from desiring the gifts of the Spirit. Hoor julle wat sê ek? So die probleem van die charismatiese kerk is, ons is so gefokus op die gawes van die Gees, op die power gifts, that we neglect the fruit of the Spirit. En wat baie keer dan gebeur is, nou probeer ons korreksie en ons praat net liefde en ons praat net fruit of the spirit, want dit is maklik om oor te praat. Ek kan in enige skool hier inloop en in enige besigheid kan ek gaan praat oor the fruit of the Spirit. Maar moenie oor die doop praat nie. Jy praat nie oor die doopie. En jy praat ook nie oor daai tale ding nie. Jy gaan almal net confused. Obviously gaan ek almal confused. Is omdat jy 'n lack of knowledge het en 'n lack of experience. Dis hoekom jy confused gaan wees. Nou moet ek my back hou, sodat die duiwel sy gang kan gaan. That man has a lot of anger. Gifts. Ek weet nie of julle met my saamstem nie, maar hierdie het ook net vanoggend na my toe gekom. Gifts should grow fruit. And fruit should feed gifts. Maak dit sin? Maak ook nie vir my heeltemal sin nie. Ek weet nie precies hoe dit werk nie. Hoe sit ons dit aan mekaar nie. Maar dit maak vir my sin. Jy eet mos vrugte. So when somebody comes into the church, yes, we not gonna sharabarababaya dabaya, want dit gaat hulle ongemaklik laat voel. Wat se taal gaan hulle verstaan as vreemdelinge inkom? En ek vra groot om verskoning. If you are a visitor here today, and I freaked you out, I'm so, so sorry. You know, if you are the outsider today and you're like, I'm sorry, but I had to speak to my church today about this. Drink koffie saam met my and then I repent. Gifts should grow fruit. If there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in our atmosphere, watter persoon gaan dit nie aantreklik vind nie? Seker 'n psigopaat, I don't know. But that's missing as well, because we're in such a hurry all the time. Okay? Hoor hoe skree die kinders daar buite, maas? Hoor julle? Huh? Laat hulle skree. Daar's mense wat hulle oppas. Assai. Hallo Johan. Die heel laaste reeltjie wat ek wil lees, as jy vergeet het wat is die gifts of the Spirit. The gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, of faith, of healing, of working miracles, of prophecy, of discerning spirits, different kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. Okay? Dit moet in balance wees. Dit kan nie die een sonder die ander een wees nie. And a spiritful church operates in all of them. A religious spirit kruip net weg agter die vrugte. And hy masquerade dit, maar hy is eintlik fake. Religion, do a religion, we can fake church. We can fake it. Ek wil net vir myself pleintjie gee vandag, dat ek vir julle gepreek het, totdat die encounter een klaar is. En die maas kan nou hulle kinders gaan haal. Dit was nie my doel nie, maar kom ons staan en ek wil vir julle baie dankie sê vir julle geduld en vir julle aandag. Ek voel regtig die Gees van die Here het vanoggend beweeg. En ek die eerste ou wat sal erken, die Gees van die Here beweeg nie net wanneer die pastoor van vooraf skree nie. OK? Party mense dink dit is hoe dit is. If you're a visitor, I don't always shout like this. I don't have to make excuses for what God is doing. Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Here Jesus Christus, ek wil vir u so dankie sê vir die mans en die vrouens wat vandag hier gesit het en hierdie boodskap gehoor het. En Here, ek wil vandag kom vra, Here Jesus, enige plek waar daar nou 'n gees van verwarring is wat wil kom steal, kill and destroy, I take that thing captive in the name of Jesus Christ, and I pray, Father God, Lord, that your Holy Spirit of peace and of joy, Lord, and of hunger for the truth and more of the truth will manifest in people's hearts and minds. May they be blessed, Lord, as they go into this week, into this day, into this month, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you are doing in this church. And thank you, Father God, that you are busy raising up Spirit-filled leaders who are passionate for you, Father God, who wants to take the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ into the world. May the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, Lord, manifest in our church abundantly, Lord, so that we be able to export it, Father God, Lord, and Father God, Lord, to show it to the world in a loving, caring, peaceful way, Lord. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Here is Sien Jelle. Drink a